वंदेहं श्री गुरु।
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, text number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 20th of February 1973 in Auckland, New Zealand.
Translation. Please therefore be blessed, being blessed with many years. Explain to us what you ascertain to be the absolute and ultimate good for the people in general.
This is the most important. First of all, Śrīmad Gosvāmī was selected because he received the knowledge from Vyāsadeva and other sages very perfectly on account of his becoming submissive and serious. This is the first qualification. Now they are asking what you have thought the best way of achievement, the highest goal of life, anjasa. Just make it easy. In the next verse, it will be explained why easy things are required in this age. Very difficult execution of spiritual life, austerities, penance, that is not possible. People are so fallen that they cannot accept any severe type of austerity. It is not possible. Therefore, the yoga system is not at all possible in this age. As we have several times discussed, very, very difficult. Yam and yam. The very beginning is yam yam. Controlling. Everything controlling. Not to be licentious. Everything controlled. Yoga life begins, yoga indriya samyam. The real purpose of practicing yoga is controlling the senses. Our senses are so strong, we have discussed many times, that even the greatest learned man falls victim to sense enjoyment. Even the greatest learned man. In the Shastra, therefore, it is order. Matra Shastra Duhitrava Navi Vityasane Vase Balaman Indiya Grama Vidyangshapi Karshapi. Matra means mala, with mala. Shastra, with sister. Duhitra, with daughter. Navi Miktasana Yamasvi. Never sit down in a lonely place, even with your mother, even with your sister, or even with your daughter. Balavan Indiya Grama. The Indiya Grama, all the senses, especially the sex, is so strong that Vidyangshapi Karshati. Even one is very learned, very well educated, still he is attracted. Therefore, and this is the basic principle of our conditioned life, the sex. We are in this material world. Material world means to get this material body, and material body means subjected to the tribulations of material nature. This is called conditioned life. As soon as you get a material body, you have to undergo the pains and pleasures of this no pleasure or pains you have to undergo. This is subjective. Matra sparsha. As soon as you get the material body, immediately according to the seasonal changes, just like in London city, sometimes you are feeling cold, sometimes you are feeling very warm. As the season changes, so the material nature will go on changing, and because your material body is susceptible to all the influence of such changes, you will feel pains and pleasure. No pleasure, always pain. The same warmth is pleasure at some time, and the same warmth is pain at the same time. In summer season, warmth is not very pleasing, but in the winter season, the same warmth is pleasing. So warmth is pleasing or painful according to the seasonal changes. Krishna advised to Arjuna that don't be subjected to the seasonal changes. Agama paina nitya. They come and go. Don't be very serious about that. Whenever there is some reverse condition of life, don't be disturbed, because they will come and go. So our real business is Krishna consciousness. So then how this Krishna consciousness can be developed by the easiest method? Tatra tatra anjasa ayusman bhavata jad vinishchitam. Now, this question is asked from a person who is self-realized, not from a shopkeeper. Tad vijnanartham guru meva abhigacche. Here is a guru, because he has learned sufficiently from Vyasadeva and other sages. Therefore they are asking from him, not from him. Ayusman, their blessing, be blessed with long span of life. Although he was young, still he is asking, they are asking, great learned Brahmin and sages, what you have decided to be the easiest process to achieve the highest goal of life. Pumsam ekantata shreyas. Ekantata, absolute. Shreyas. Shreyas means benefit. There are two kinds of benefit. One is called prayas and one is called shreyas. Prayas means immediately, very pleasing. Immediately. The senses, sense satisfaction, very pleasing immediately. But shreyas means ultimate goal. Ultimately, just like a child, for him, prayas means he wants to play. He doesn't want to go to school. But his shreyas is that he must go to school, must be educated, so that his future life may be secure. That is called shreyas. So our life, this human form of life, should be used for shreyas. It is said, pungsam ekantata shreyas. We should not be attracted by the prayas. Prayas, but modern education is so nasty that they encourage prayas, especially in the, no, not in this country, everywhere, that boys and girls are not checked, rather encouraged in the matter of immature sex life. Prayas, they want it, all right, do it, take tablets and enjoy. This is dangerous. For this reason, the generation are becoming degraded, because they are not aiming at the shreyas, they are simply aiming at the prayas, immediate pleasing thing. They do not know that immature sex life spoils the brain, spoils strength, everything is spoiled. And student life, brahmachari system is very nice. If he keeps brahmachari without any sex life, then his brain becomes very fertile. He can remember, memory becomes very sharp. Bodily strength becomes very solid. In this way, his life becomes very solid for future sales. But that is not being taught at the present moment. But here, the rishis, the great sages, they are asking, Pungsham ikantata shreyas. Chan na sangsitam arsi. Kindly describe what we should accept. This is called inquiry. Everyone should be inquisitive for the ultimate benefit of life. What is that ultimate benefit of life? The ultimate benefit of life is to stop this repetition of birth and death, old age and disease. That is ultimate. But they do not know. Then?
In the Bhagavad Gita, worship of the Acharya is recommended. The Acharyas and the Goswamis are always well-wishers for the general public.
Yes. The Acharya and Goswami, their business is just like our Acharyas, Sara Goswami. They left their service, big service, ministership. And by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they went to Vrindavan. But what for? Going to Vrindavan and sleeping and eating? No, not for that purpose. They, rather at home, they had time to sleep more. But when they went to Vrindavan, they were sleeping only 1.5 hour to 2 hours only. At the present moment, when a man becomes old, he requires more rest. But according to Vedic civilization, no rest, more work. These Goswamis, they were deputed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, this Vrindavan, which I have seen, now it is a nice city, but during the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was a big field only, that's all. Nothing was there. Everything, all Krishna's lila, vanished. Not vanished, it was not visible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw one small hole, little water, and he indicated, this is Radhakunda. Then Radhakunda was discovered. So these Goswamis, they were working very hard. And a special business was there. Nana Shastri Vicharanaika Nipuno. They were very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the Vedic literature. Nana Shastra. Shastra, not ordinary novel. They are also reading Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipuno, just like Rupa Goswami has quoted so many verses, so many incidents from different Shastras. How the bibliography is stated there, and combining Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which are translated in Nectar of Devotion. So, this Nectar of Devotion, because formally whatever is given under Vedic evidence, people will accept. All it is correct. Therefore, Nana Shastra Vicharanaika. They used to collect all the Vedic references and put into the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to establish that Bhagavad Bhakti, devotion and service to the Lord, is the ultimate goal of life. Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno Sadharma Sanasthapuko Sadharma. Not Asadharma. Asadharma means referring to the body. karmakanda, kurmis, they are engaged in asad dharma, not sad dharma. Because the body is asad. Antabhattu ime deha nitya sokta sharirina. Ime deha. This body is antabhat. It is to be perishable. Therefore, asat. Asatomang sadgama. The Vedic injunction is, don't be addicted to this asat and these bodily comforts of life. Sadgama. Try to revive your eternal life. These are the Vedic injunctions. So therefore, Bhagavad says, Jashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhadute saeva gokhara. Anyone who is accepting this body as self, he is no better than animal. Gokhara. Go means cow and khara means ass. So then, whole Vedic literature is like that. How to get the spirit soul who is now entangled or encased in this material body? That is sadharma. That is sanatana. Sat means sanatana, which exists. Sanatana means eternal. What is sat, that is eternal. What is asat, that is temporary. So these Goswamis, they engage themselves in studying all the different Vedic literatures. Nana shastra vichara naika nipuno. They are very expert, scrutinizing, studying, and it was putting in his Bhakti Rasamrita, so many other books also. Why? Sadhana, samasthapu. Sadhana means a spiritual life, not this method. Just like these modern material scientists, they are discovering so many things simply for the comforts of this body, not for any spiritual advancement. Therefore, asat. Narottam Das Thakur says, satasanga chhari kainu asate bilas. I have given up satasanga, association, wherein I can learn about spiritual advancement of life. Asat bilas, I am engaged, enjoying this asat, this body. Body means the senses. Satasanga chhari kainu asat bilas. Te karane lagilo mor karma mando phas. I have become entangled in the action and reaction of fruitive activities. That is the lamentable condition of present civilization. People are becoming entangled. He does not know, one does not know that so long the mind will be absorbed in this karma. Karma means bodily activities. I will have to accept another body. And there is risk. I do not know whether I shall be able to accept a body, human body. There are 8,400,000, any body I have to accept as it is given by nature. Prakite kriyamana, ni gunai karmana. I am associating in different qualities. And prakriti is recording, or automatically it is being recorded, what type of body you will have next life. Prakite kriyamana, ni gunai karmani sarvas. Ahankara vinuratma karta ham iti mannate karanangana samvasa sadasat janma jonishu. Why one is born in high family, rich family? Why other is poor family? Or one is born in lower animals? One is born in as demigod? What is that reason? Karana. The reason is karanam gunasangayasya. He has associated with a particular type of the material qualities. Therefore, he has to accept a particular type of body. Karanam gunasangayasya. Therefore, we are, in instructing our students, associate with the good qualities. Good qualities. The best quality of association is devotional service, the devotees, because they are transcendental, above goodness. Above goodness. Just like you are living in this temple, this is above goodness, according to Vedic. If you live in the forest, that is goodness, association with goodness, because there is no material contamination. Simple life in the forest, or in the not in the village, in the forest. Therefore, formerly all the sages and saintly persons, they used to live in the forest. That is goodness. And if you live in the city, that is association with passion. And in the city, if you live in the brothel, in the liquor shop, gambling, that is association with ignorance. Three kinds. But if you live in the temple, that is transcendent, that is Vaikuntha. So in this way, we have to detach ourselves from the association of the three gunas. Krishna advised Arjuna, Trayunna Vishaya Veda Nistrayunna Bhavarjuna. My dear Arjuna, just become transcendental to the three gunas. Sagunan Samutittayetan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Who can transcend these three gunas? We have to go above goodness. Here in this material world, goodness is supposed to be very nice quality. But here the goodness also, nice temperate. There is chance of being affected or infected with the other quality. Sataraja-tamaguna. So we can, at least we have to transcend this rajastamaguna. Tadarajastama bhava, kamalobha dayastha ji. Rajastama, the quality of passion and ignorance. These, the symptoms of these qualities is kama and lobha, lust and greediness. So long there is lust and greediness, lust for sex, lust for opposite sex, this is called lust, and greediness to eat more than we can digest. So while these two things are there, lust and greediness, that means we are now being conducted by the ignorance and passion. And when there is prominence of goodness, then we can understand what is for. What is God, what I am, what is this world, there is knowledge. And above this, transcendental, simple, not only knowledge, but practical application of knowledge in life. That is called Shuddha Sattva. Practical application, that is Shuddha Sattva. So here the question is that, Pungsam ekantata shreyas. Now we are very much eager to hear from you, to listen from you. Kindly let us know what is the easiest method to achieve the highest goal of life. This is the question.
So, next verse.
They are especially spiritual well-wishers. Spiritual well-being is automatically followed by material well-being.
Yes. Spiritual well-being, that is our Krishna consciousness movement. That if the society becomes Krishna conscious or spiritually advanced, the so-called material advancement will automatically be there. There will be no scarcity. For example, take for practical example, we have got about 100 centers. So we are simply engaged in Krishna consciousness business. So far our material necessities are concerned, we are not badly situated. We are living
a nice house, you are eating nice food stuff, you have got nice dress, and the devotees look very nice, bright faces. What is wrong there? What is wrong there? But they are not busy for earning money or going to the office or going to the factory or so many other sources of business. They are depending on Krishna. But Krishna is supplying them. Krishna says, Jugakimam Bahamaham Tisham Nityavijuktanam. If anyone is completely engaged in spiritual advancement of life, then Jugakimam Bahamaham. I take charge of Jugakshema. Jugakshema means what is not in position to supply that thing. And Chema means what is already possessed to protect or for welfare activities. So, just like if a child is completely dependent on the father, parents, the parents has the sense that my child requires at this time this thing. They are already there, already. He hasn't got to bother. The child does not know to ask from the parent. But the things are there. Similarly, Krishna, he is supplying everything, everyone. Eko bahunam vidadati kama. Actually, Krishna is supplying everything. What you have got? We are eating, whatever we are eating, we cannot manufacture in the factory. It is supplied by Krishna. Eko bahunam vidadati kama. Everything is being supplied. What to speak of? Animal, human life. In the animal life, the necessities are the eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Everything is there. Eating, there is enough fruit in the tree. The birds very nicely jumping over from one tree to another. It is. Sleeping, they have got a nest at night very without any disturbance, they sleep. Mating with the birth, there are two eggs, one male and one female. Sex life is there. And defending, they know the bird if you attack, they immediately drop. He knows how to defend. You see in the Chenjan's park, the swans, as soon as you're passing, immediately jump over the water. They know how to defend. In this morning, there is small mouse. He has gone up to collect sweetmeat. So these intelligences are there, even in the lowest animal, even in the ant. So advances of civilization have to make this body comfortable. That is not advancement of civilization. That kind of civilization is there even in the cats and dogs. They know. Nobody has to go to university to learn how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life, how to defend. Nobody hasn't got to. It doesn't require education. It is already there, everyone. If you attack me, I shall immediately defend with my hand. You see? Then that's it. So, ekantata shreyas means don't spoil this human form of life only for satisfying the animal propensity. You try to advance in spiritual consciousness, that is ekantata shreyas. What is the next?
The acharyas therefore give directions in spiritual well-being for the people in general.
That is acharya. Acharya does not write any book of sex psychology, pride philosophy. That is not acharya. That is a rascal. Acharya gives direction how one can make advance in spiritual life. There is acharya. Then?
Foreseeing the incompetencies of the people in this age of Kali, or the iron age of quarrel, the sages requested that Sutta Goswami give a summary of all revealed scriptures, because the people of this age are condemned in every respect.
But the directions should be taken from scriptures. But there are many scriptures. So acharya means
just like Goswamis, they would read all the scriptures and take the essence of it and give it to his disciple. So you act like this. Because he knows what to give, how to manipulate, so that his ekantata shreyas will be achieved, ultimate goal. So therefore, the acharya knows how to adjust things, at the same time keep pace with the spiritual engines. That is acharya. It is not that the same thing to be applied everywhere. He is eager to engage actually the people in the real benefit of life, but the means may be different. Just like my Guru Maharaj, he is the first time that he allowed the sannyasis to drive on a motor car. And sannyasi never drives in a motor car. But not for sense gratification. Suppose we are going by aeroplane, the sannyasi should walk. The Jain sannyasi, they never ride on a car, you know that. You know that. They never ride on a car. And now they are also riding. But suppose we are preaching now. I came from India. If I would say, I am a sannyasi, I will not ride in a car or aeroplane, I must walk. Then what kind of preaching would have been? You see? So, therefore, it depends on the acharya, how to adjust things. So my Guru Maharaj said, all right, go on preaching on a motor car, it doesn't matter. These Goswamis, they went to Vrindavan, severe stripe of austerity. They used to live underneath the tree. Now, if in this age I advise you that you also live underneath the tree, then it will be difficult to preach. You see? Nobody is accustomed in that way, such severe type of austerity. They must be given as far as possible, comfortable accommodation. Otherwise they will not come. They will not take. Now this is the adjustment. Acharya knows how to adjust things. The real purpose is how one will take to spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Keeping one's aim to that point, some concession may be given as far as possible, keeping space with the time, circumstances. Then, the sages therefore inquired
of the absolute good, which is the ultimate good for the people. The condemned state of affairs of the people of this age is described as follows.
The condemned state at the present moment, how the whole world, whole atmosphere is condemned, is described in the next verse. Prayinal payuso sabhya kalavasmin jugidana mandyas mandamatayu mandabhagya jugodruta. This is the condition. Prayina alpuayuso. The first qualification is short span of life. Short span of life. As I repeatedly say, now our in India, the average age, span of life is 30 years. The vitality is so reduced in this country also that vitality is being reduced, strength is being reduced. The more the Kali Yuga will advance, the vitality will be reduced, the strength of it. Therefore, the span of life will be reduced. So much so that at the end, almost end, people will live not more than 30 years. You see? Prayana alpa ayusha. Kalau asmin yuge jana. Asmin kalau. Their first qualification is that their life is very short. Short span of life. Then again, mandya. lazy. They do not know. Ill-educated. They do not know what is the aim of life. Manda. Or slow. Sumannamatayo. And if they are real, one is really, not really, but superficially, so-called spiritual, they will capture some Baba, some God, some yogi, some bluffer, and they will follow them. Sumannamatayo. So many religious sects have come out, but original religion is this Vedic religion. But after that, so many religions, they have come, they have got history. Either this Christian religion, or this Mohammedan religion, Buddhist religion, Jain religion, this ism, that ism, they have got history. History, it is limited, within the limited time. But this Vedic religion has no beginning or end. Therefore, sumannamatayo, they will theorize, in our religion it is said this. Whatever your religion may be, the real purpose of religion is to understand God. How far you understood God? That is practically need. But this formula and the dogmas and this and that, they're full of. Sumannamatayu, mandyasumannamatayu, mandabhagya. And almost everyone is unfortunate. They haven't got even means to accommodate the bare necessities of life, eating, sleeping, mating. They are also deficient. Mandyasumannamatayu, mandabhagya, jipadrita. And above all these, there is always disturbance. Sometimes wars, sometimes famine, sometimes earthquake, sometimes the overflood. Just like recently in New York, there was overflood, you know. So in this way, we are so much complicated. This is the position. Now, in this condition of life, how you can take up very serious type of self-realization. It is not possible. All right. Thank you.